This is Franciscan Voice, finding God's voice among us.
In one of the most beautiful letters that Paul wrote, the letter to the Philippians, we hear that there are certain things that we should do in order to make sure that our minds and our hearts are in the right place. Paul says in chapter 4, verse 8, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovable, whatever is gracious, whatever is excellent, whatever is admirable, think about those things. If we read good books, if we listen to good music, if we have good conversations, then it'll be much easier for us to be people of peace, because we won't be surrounded by some of the craziness of this world, by some of the selfish messages that so easily penetrate into our hearts. If, on the other hand, we fill our life with some of the things you see on TV, movies, music that jars us, that leaves us not peaceful, then we'll communicate that message to people as well. And so it's not only a question of going on a march to propose peace in Nicaragua. It's also a question of picking up a good book and reading it and letting the message be imbued in our hearts so that we want to share that peaceful message with others. Peace is something that we have to choose by our actions outside, but even by the forms of recreation we use to make sure that whatever we do is filled with Christ's peace.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on our website to discover other episodes at FranciscanVoice.org.